Ah, well, hello there, mon chéri. Welcome to day 178 of Hashtag 365. And time for this.
In a world of delicious calories, an unstoppable onslaught of advertising and misinformation at every turn.
Even by those that are trying to claim they care about your health.
One man faces the ultimate battle. This is Hashtag 365.
Yeah, it is. And how's your week going? I'll tell you how my week is going. I'm absolutely smashing it. I'm so back in the saddle, I can't even tell you. Every single thing being logged in my fitness pal, keeping it in the front of my mind that if I don't do that, calorie creep will ruin my day. Remembering that food is not my friend. Certainly not bad food. It's there to nourish my body. It's not there to help me out. It's not there to make me feel better. It's there to nourish my body. A physical need, not a mental need. That's a pretty good way of articulating it. Well done, me. Time for the next realization as we hurtle towards the halfway point here on this 365-day journey. Realization three was being a bit hungry is actually okay. Now, I must caveat this by saying something really important. I'm conscious of the fact that I'm talking to people who potentially might be on their own weight loss journey. And what is really, really important is that never at any point am I suggesting that you should go hungry or you should starve yourself or anything like that. Obviously, you need food to survive. Please understand what I'm saying. Nourish your body with good food. Eat enough of it. But if you've got weight to lose, just maintain a healthy, steady intake of calories. There's no point having too few calories. If you dip really, really low, your body will go into starvation mode and you'll just retain everything you eat. There's no point doing that. A sensible amount of calories in. But this realization is another one that's really important to have at the front of my mind. But being a bit hungry is actually okay. You know, as kids, we're told that as soon as we get hungry, we should eat. But when you're trying to lose weight, the whole way that you lose weight is by having a small calorie deficiency each week. So obviously, if you're under eating because you need to get rid of that stored fat, you know, you're coming from a place of being overweight, so you need to under eat to bring it back down. If you just eat what you're supposed to eat, you'll just stay the same weight. Does that make sense? Obviously, that's like just obvious, isn't it? But therefore, being a bit hungry is kind of part of the deal. You're going to feel a little bit hungry because you're giving your body less food than it would traditionally have. So naturally you'll feel a bit hungry, but that's okay. You know, if you're really thin and you've got no fat on you at all, that's not okay, you know, because then you go into malnourishment. But if you've got a bit of stored fat on you, like I have plenty of around my belly, my midriff, as they say, then you kind of need to be a little bit hungry so that you know that you're under eating. Otherwise, you just stay the same weight. And I know it seems like such an obvious thing that, but I guess you hear that all the time. Oh, I did a diet, but I was just hungry all the time. Yeah, obviously. Kind of course you were. That's sort of the deal. But that's the whole purpose of it, of like wrapping this up as a year-long journey. Unless you've got like 30 stone to lose, a year is a long period of time. And that sustained approach means you can approach your weight loss journey in a healthy way. It's not about peaks and troughs. It's about that steady downward trend. This is why I started freaking out over the past sort of 3 weeks or so, because the steady downward trend had kind of started not only flatlining, but actually starting to creep back up. Pound on, another couple of pounds on, and then a, you know, stable week, and then another pound on again. You know, and that's starts to become an upward trend, and that's obviously not what we want, which is why I'm being more repetitious with the content now, really drilling it home. And you better believe The second part of this year is going to be much more like this, about drilling into the brain these principles, keeping them front of mind every single day. And as I mentioned, I don't really care now if it gets repetitious. This is about succeeding in this goal. And if that's what I need to do, you better believe that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to double the hell down. I'm going to triple down. I'm going to quadruple down. But yeah, being a bit hungry, not the end of the world when you've got weight to lose. As long as, like I say, you're being sensible with that. This is Hashtag 365. Tomorrow, I'm going to be talking about the next realization on day 179. The realization that I used to eat so fast. So fast.